Right, and now I've noticed I've broken the SM10 rule of only going on for 10 minutes because I didn't notice what the time was. So just to finish up very quickly, so one of the dishes we got in that tapas selection had four things in. So I did wonder about that. Maybe they didn't like us very much. Who knows? And the other thing was that. Well, the staff were fairly friendly in that restaurant. You also got a little slip where you had to tick what you wanted, but it was all in Chinese, so we had to get the waiter to fill that in when we ordered. And then also the other thing is you have to eat up before you ask for the bill. I usually in restaurants, especially with the kids, I have absolutely no qualms. When we're sort of pushed for time to ask for the bill while we're still eating, just so that, you know, because it can take a while for the bill to arrive. So, you know, I'm just being efficient there. But no, and that would be very rude, apparently. So you should always eat up, make sure that you have no more food left. Apart from, and this is weird, I noticed this last time, they're quite relaxed about doggy bags. So I noticed that when I was in the States, they did that a lot as well. Gave you sort of a doggy bag, but then they gave you really big portions. But yeah, with the Chinese, it's kind of, yeah, they give you, you know, like the containers you would get in a Chinese takeaway. They just give you those containers if you ask for it, and then you can just put all the stuff in there, and you get a little bag with it, and you can take that home, and it looks like you've been to the takeaway shop, and that's quite normal. My friend already asked at the beginning when she ordered. She already said, "Yeah, we probably need doggy bags." She translated it to me, and because the waiter sort of gave her a very knowing smile because we were ordering so much. Anyway, so that was my Chinese experience on Friday. That's very interesting, sort of to learn things about other cultures, and also in a way kind of to learn how other cultures have adapted. So I have heard that the Chinese culture in China is different from the Chinese culture in the UK and in America, and so in the same way that the dishes aren't necessarily the same, you know, and different dishes have been invented in countries that we think are quintessentially from that culture, but they aren't actually. So the chicken tikka masala that was actually invented in the UK, was it that one? There was one very famous one, and it's the same as, you know, with pizza. You know, the Italian pizza is very crisp, but the Americans invented the deep pan pizza with lots of cheese on. Where I remember once having a typical Chicago pizza, which was only about, I don't know, 20 centimetres or so in diameter, perhaps, if that. It was very small, but it was as high as a cake. And I thought, is that really going to feed two of us? But there was so much cheese on there. Yes, I only really needed a quarter and I was full. Different cultural experiences everywhere. So that was a very interesting one. And that's why I thought I'd share that with you. But I've really gone on for long enough today. So have a good week, everyone, and I shall speak to you again soon. Bye for now.